Good morning, listeners. I wish you a happy and prosperous new year. I pray that 2021 brings you and your loved ones real joy and happiness, and that you will experience the grace of God to make you strong and resilient to face whatever is ahead of us. I must also pause to give thanks to our sovereign Almighty God, who has promised to cause all things to work together for good to those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. To those who have lost loved ones or who are even now experiencing the ravages of COVID-19, I extend deepest sympathy and assurance that the Lord is with you. He has promised that He will never leave you nor forsake you, and He is particularly near to those who are heartbroken. The level of uncertainty in our world has risen dramatically over recent years. Economic upheavals, trade wars, climate change, ethnic and regional conflicts, and rising levels of crime, violence, and corruption within nations have made our world a much more unpleasant place compared to 20 years ago. Conditions have worsened manifold since the emergence of the novel coronavirus, COVID-19, officially reported to the World Health Organization on the 31st of December 2019. There is no need to recount the devastating effects of deaths, disruption of the lives of individuals, families, communities, and countries across the globe. Against this background, I would like to speak on the topic, Living by Faith in Uncertain Times, for the next several weeks. Today, I speak on faith, the antidote to uncertainty. The unknown writer of the book of Hebrews in the New Testament addresses the subject of faith in a fulsome way in chapter 11, which is often called God's Hall of Fame. In a passage of great eloquence and power, the author unfolds some of his thoughts on this most important subject for Christians. He treats faith with reference to the future. It is that trust in God that enables believers to press on steadfastly whatever the future holds for them. What is faith? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, Hebrews 11:1. In the English language, there are two different words for faith, a noun, faith, and a verb, believe. According to the Bible, believing is exercising faith, and conversely, exercising faith is believing. The entire chapter of Hebrews 11 deals exclusively with the theme of faith. The first verse tells us that faith is a substance, something real. The Greek word used here is hypostasis, which means that which stands under something else or provides a basis for something else. Faith, then, is the underlying reality of things hoped for. It is real. It is a substance. It is also described as the evidence of things not seen. The writer gives us what is not so much a definition, but a description. It is trust in the unseen, not trust in the unknown, for we know by faith what we cannot see with the eye. In the Bible, faith is always tied to an active trust in God and His Word. For the believer, there is no such thing as blind faith. Faith is a sensible response to the revealed will of God and the privileges He has promised His people. Biblical faith does not mean that people can believe for anything and God, in response, must bring it to pass. Faith that is not directly attached to God's Word is merely positive thinking. At its very core, Faith, trusting God, is how we access salvation that God provides in Jesus Christ. Abraham, the father of all who had saving faith, Romans 4 verse 16, believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, James 2 verse 23. Faith is not righteousness. It is a means by which we access the righteousness of Jesus Christ, which is credited to our account when we receive the salvation that he offers. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Ephesians 2, 8 to 9. How do we obtain the faith that sustains in uncertainty? Hebrews 11, 3 states, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Here the inspired writer points out a contrast between the things which are seen and those which are unseen, between the visible and the invisible. Through our senses, we connect with the visible, what is seen. But it is through faith that we are able to get behind the visible to the invisible, what is unseen. The underlying reality by which the world was formed, the Word of God. Faith, therefore, relates to two underlying realities, God himself and his words. These are the only two bases of biblical faith. The Apostle Paul speaks volumes about faith. In Romans 10 verse 17 he states, so then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith does not come via the news media, internet, or social media. The word of God is the word spoken by God to the writers of the Bible. The Apostle Peter says, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter 1:21, and the Apostle Paul states that all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. 2 Timothy chapter 3, 16 to 17. God's word, therefore, is a sure, solid, and sustainable foundation for faith in uncertain times. It is historical. It tells what has been. It is prophetic. It tells what shall be. It is reliable. It is a sure foundation on which we build. Jesus likened those who build their lives on the word of God to the man who built his house on the rock. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. Matthew 7, 24 to 25. Let me speak about faith in God. We can only truly have faith in God's word by trusting him. He is inseparable from his word. John's gospel tells us, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. John 1, 1 to 3. The eternal Logos, the Greek word for word, is God. The apostle goes on to say in verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He speaks here of the incarnation, the process by which God became man, yet maintaining his divinity. He walked among men, demonstrating the nature of God, love, kindness, compassion, and grace. He who says of himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life must be the object of our faith in uncertain times. We'll pick up on this topic next week. God bless you.